Hello, everybody out there in the Goral system. I know I said Rego last time, but now we're in PSU, so we have to say Goral. I'm Supersonic 019, or 019, and I'm here again with...
This is
Teos 3. Teos 3. So we're back now with episode 3 of our PSU podcast, which we still don't have an official name for, but we have a couple announcements to make right before we start. First of all, it is my pleasure to inform you all that we have been officially adopted by PSO World, the popular Phantasy Star Online super site. So pretty soon you'll be seeing our podcast featured on there. It'll be exclusive, and we have a new home. So it's very, very exciting for us, and we hope to use our PSO World affiliate to get more cool people on the show. I'm sure we'll get some PSO World mods and admins and maybe some Sega people on there since they have really good relations with them. So that's great news. I'm sure you guys will be seeing it pretty soon within the next week or two. So stay tuned to that. Yeah. What do you think of that, Tails?
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, isn't it?
I mean, I woke up and I saw the I Am from You and I was like, oh. Okay, we're cool now.
That's right. No, we were always cool, man. What are you talking about? Everybody loves us.
See, we have vindication now. People know we're cool.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves PSO World, so since we'll be synonymous with them, everybody will be required to love us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now on to some bad news. For at least 360 owners, still not positive whether this is PS2 and PC platforms as well, Phantasy Star Universe has been delayed by a day. Okay, it's been delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed, but it's been delayed yet again 2 days before release by a day, according to GameStop. I got an email from them at the store, and it was corporate-wide, and they're all like, sorry, it's been delayed by the vendor. We should be receiving it on Thursday. Lots of tears and sadness after that. If you go to GameStop.com, you can see the date has been officially changed. So that's a big bummer. Don't know if this is going to be spread across all stores. It might just be GameStop and EB Games, but my hunch is telling me that it would affect all stores, seeing as how they said it's from the vendor themselves, which is the distributor for everybody. So, big bummer. Big bummer.
And I can confirm that. I went in to check on my pre-order tonight and get my soundtrack, and they said it was not going to be there till Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm getting PC, so.
Yeah, a lot of employees may not know what they're talking about, but be sure to check with your local retailer. And it should be in one of their last emails. It's just a little blurb in there, so it's easily missable, but it's definitely there. And I don't know if it was actually to every store or not. We'll find out. But if you go to the official GameStop.com website, it does say October 25th. So, I'll put in the symbol chat sad noise right there. Ready? There it is. Okay. So, past the bad news, I know Tails and I will be foraging all over our cities to find a copy of the game tomorrow or Wednesday. Luckily, I saved just enough money to buy it somewhere else in case something crazy like this happened. So we'll be on an adventure. I'm sure you guys will be on an adventure, too. It's always really crazy right around the time a game comes out, but we'll just have to see how it goes at PSU.
This just reminded me of the WoW launch, to be completely honest.
Oh, yeah. What do you think might have happened? What do you think your opinion is on why there might be a day delay like this?
There's a lot of rumors flying about. There's people saying it might be an issue with PlaySega's, system for the Guardians license.
Right, hasn't all that, wasn't that billing site taken down or something temporarily?
Yes, it's currently down right now, actually.
Wow. Alright, so, there's that.
Some people don't think the servers are ready. Some people don't think they have enough games printed yet.
Well, it could be pretty much any of those. I mean, we know that the Xbox 360 beta was really screwed over by Xbox Live and their downtime. They actually extended the beta. People were able to play it longer. And I think because of that extension, that also delayed the date. Like, they probably had a schedule lined up. Okay, the beta is going to end on this date. We'll start producing copies on this date, and we should ship it out on this date, and we'll be all ready with the servers. But since the beta was extended, I'm pretty sure that would mean that the actual ship date got pushed as well. I think that's the most realistic thing.
Yeah, probably.
But we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe Sega will say something. Unfortunately, we couldn't get anybody on the show that knew anything about it, so... Boo-hoo.
It's not for lack of trying.
Yeah. Alright, so... This is a very special edition of the episode because of the fact that we're so close to release. I mean, you know, officially speaking, it is now October 24th. It's 1:50 a.m. as we're recording this, and the game is technically out. But we don't want to get everybody's hopes up, so we won't tell you that you can get the game now, because it's not true. But what we will do for you tonight is we will help you in figuring out all the last-minute details you need to know about the game and things that you still might be deciding on, like what class you want to get, what weapons you want to specialize in,
what race to be,
what expert classes you can lead up to and what they can do for you, different things like that. We'll get in depth with the weapons too, so we'll do a lot of special things for you tonight on the podcast, and we hope you enjoy it again. So Tails, what do you want to start with? Should we do picking a race and class?
Well, that's where everything else does to start, doesn't it?
It certainly is, so I'm glad you agreed with me on that. So, let's talk about races. Now, we know that when you're creating a character, you have four different races to choose from, and I know everybody already knows this, but we're just going to go through it really quickly for you. And for those who don't know yet, blah, blah, blah. Plus, I can give you the beta impressions from exactly how this works, so it'll be cool. So, Tails, run us through really quick what you're deciding when you're creating your character.
You need to decide a race and a gender, and then you spend 20 minutes deciding on the character's opinion, appearance, because it's that awesome.
Oh yeah, it certainly is, and I can definitely vouch for that. So you're going to be choosing between a human, which is your all-around race. They pretty much have average stats and everything, no real specializations or drawbacks. And then there's Numans, which are the specialty... magic, your mage, if you will, for Phantasy Star Universe.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely will be your best choice if you want to become a force, a caster, anything like that. And then we have your casts, which are your androids. They have really good accuracy in this game. Their evasion is good.
Relatively high defense, too.
Yep, relatively high defense. So those guys are cool, and plus they get the new SUV attack, which we'll get into a little later. And then you have your beasts. And beasts are your really good hunters in this game. They have great attack power. They have good accuracy. They have good HP. They are what you want if you're going to be in the fray for the majority of the game. They're your tanks, so to speak.
They're actually kind of low on the accuracy end, actually.
Oh, really? I'm sorry about that.
From what a lot of people are saying.
Okay. Yeah, you know what, you're right. I totally mixed that up. I just looked that up last night, too. They don't have a lot of good accuracy. Sorry about that. It might have been evasion or something like that, or defense. I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. All right. So there's your four races. Now, once you decide on a race, like, for example, I'll be picking a human. I know Tails is going to
be picking a Numan.
Yeah, Tails is going to be picking a Numan. Once you decide on your race, you'll then be deciding which class you want. And in the beta... After I chose my human, I started out automatically as a hunter. And as a hunter, obviously you guys should know by now that those are pretty much your melee class. Using your swords and your different sort of blade weapons, you'll be just getting
they
in there.
Cut things.
Yeah, you cut things. you kill monsters. which every class does, I guess. But yeah, hunters, will just be in the fray. You'll be dishing out some big damage. You'll be playing as your tanks, sort of keeping the enemies on your tail while your forces and rangers just get them from the other end. So there's your hunters. Then you have rangers, and rangers are your gun-toting, sniper-rifling, long-range blasters.
They shoot things.
They shoot things while the hunters cut things. And the rangers will have access to your bullets, while the hunters will have the skills. Rangers have a limited amount of blades that they can use, and they can't use techniques at all. And hunters can't use techniques at all, and they have a limited amount of guns they can use. So there's a little bit of a mix there. And then finally, you have your forces. and forces are your all-around support and dealing out big damage with techniques. Forces do require you to have more knowledge on your enemies too, because like in earlier games, enemies all have their own specific resistances and weaknesses. So being a force definitely has huge perks, and they know they're going to be the most sought-after class in any party, because they'll be able to heal people, they'll be able to support you with both your offense and defense, and they'll be able to dish out some serious damage as well.
They cast the spells that knock the enemies down and get you back up and make you stronger.
Exactly. They do everything. They are the backbone of every party. And if you're going to be doing a force, I'd highly recommend becoming a Newman. And I'm sure Tails can explain to you about why that is.
Of course. Wait, you mean like right now?
Oh, if you want, yeah.
Well, I thought we were going to get into that later.
Well, maybe we will then.
We explain the basic...
Okay, fine. Alright, so yeah, there's your forces, hunters, and rangers. And after you decide that, or actually before you decide that, you're just going to be doing your character's appearance. Now, in the beta, you were able to decide everything from your eyes to your eyebrows, to your proportions, your skin colors, all sorts of different costumes, many more than in earlier PSO games. And the cool thing, too, about your appearance is that even after you decide on initial appearance, you can change it all the time in the dressing rooms and the shops in the game at a relatively cheap price, too. So that's a new thing in PSU that everybody's excited about, and it definitely was really, really cool in the game. Buying new hats and glasses and different things like that was definitely a cool thing. So now, advantages and disadvantages. We'll just cover all sorts of different people and what they think they want to do. Now, if you're into cutting things up, obviously, if you want to be wielding some cool-looking weapons and you want to use a lot of blades, obviously you want to go with your hunters. Now, as I said, hunters can't use any techniques, but now as we get into the expert classes, which Tails will explain right now, you can do a lot more. So, Tails, tell us about the expert classes.
Well, expert classes are things that you unlock as you level the basic classes, you know, the hunter, the ranger, and the force. Depending on your levels in each of those three classes, you'll gain access to the 7 expert classes. There are 3 that are quote-unquote elite classes, which are an extension of the 3 basic classes. There are 3 that are hybrids of 2 basic classes. For example, the gun techer, which is a combination of a ranger and a force. And then there's the 7th, which is the very bizarre pro-trancer. They gain access to all of the very high level photon arts and bullets, but they gain no ability to use S-rank weapons at the cost of being able to use very powerful traps.
Right. And as I talked about in the other episode, you'll be leveling your class up by getting mission points at the end of each mission, and depending on your rank, you get more points. And it's definitely a slower process than actually leveling your character up, but depending on how well you can do, you can pretty rapidly level up your class level. And as far as expert class requirements go, usually it's having one class at level 5 and another class at least level 3, or 5 and 5, or 5-5-5, or whatever it is.
Or 10 for your elite classes.
Right. Now, well, what I was getting at before is if you're a hunter, but you want to have, say, more access to the better guns in the game, then what you're going to be doing is becoming your hybrid hunter-ranger. So to do that, you could be a level 5 hunter and a level 3 ranger, and then you get access to more better grade hunter weapons and better grade ranger weapons.
As well as enabling the ability to use level 20 bullets.
Indeed, it'll. As we know, the max levels for every hunter for every class goes as follows. Hunters can use level 20 skills and level 10 bullets and no techniques. Rangers can use level 20 bullets, level 10 skills, and no techniques. And forces can use level 20 techniques, level 10 bullets, and level 1 skills. So you'll also be able to increase that as you go into your expert classes.
Although I don't think you'll honestly ever see a force using a skill.
Oh, of course not. That'd be just a waste of time. Now, another cool perk to some of the expert classes is some expert classes are actually the only ones that can use certain types of weapons. For example, The Hunter-Ranger hybrid that we've been talking about is the only class that online will be able to use double sabers. So if you were big double saber fans in the past, you're probably going to want to become a Hunter-Ranger hybrid. And as you all know, you're able to hold two weapons at once as long as they're one-handed. So you'll be able to get really powerful weapons in both hands and shoot long range and short range at once. So that'll be really nifty. You get a lot more choices in this game than before. and then you have in your Hunter Forces. Now me, for example, this is probably what I'm going to be going for. Because of the fact that I was a Humar in previous games and I really, really had a thing for Mind, even though I was a Hunter, I'm probably going to end up being a Hunter Force, which is a War Teker. And a War Teker allows you to do up to level 10 techniques, I think. It could be level 20, I'm not too sure
I
on that.
I believe it's 20.
Okay, we'll go with level 20 then.
20, 10, 20.
Okay, we'll go with that. So yeah, you'll be able to use your... you know, your cool Hunter weapons. Unfortunately, you don't get any exclusive types, but you'll be able to use all those Hunter weapons, and you'll be able to equip wands and such so that you can use different techniques, and you'll actually be able to be a Hunter that can cast Resta and heal yourself. It's basically a one-man army that can support himself, although, of course, you're always going to want to be in a party if you want to.
However, they cannot use Rod. Those are the Soul Domain of Forces and the Forte Techers.
Right. So while you do get access to the techniques, obviously you don't have the best of the Force world. It'll be nifty to be able to hold your own like that, I think. I'll be able to love being able to cast Shifta on myself and casting Resta on myself and still being able to go in with my S rank twin daggers and just, you know, be a tank if I have to. That'll be
cut
me.
Things.
And what's that?
Cut things.
Yes, cut things. And cast spells on things. But not shoot things. Okay. So take that into consideration, and when you're choosing your classes, this is Tails, why don't you tell people what the advantages to each race would be depending on what class you want to be?
Newmans, as we've said several times before, are going to be the best of the best forces. Their technique attack power, which is similar to the Mind stat of PSO, is at level 1 about 30 higher than any race. Female Newmans start with 72 technique attack power, and male Newmans start with 70. The closest comparison is Humans, which the females start with about 48, I believe. And your casts and beasts are sitting at about 30.
Would you say that a force or a Newman as a force would be able to get his technique attack power over 9,000?
What 9,000?
Might be a possibility.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up because I was actually playing a game with another guy on regular PSO the other day. His name was Vegeta, and I asked him what his power level was and his ATP because he was dealing some massive damage. So I asked him about that, and this is what he said.
It's over 9,000!
So yeah, that was pretty crazy. So maybe we'll be able to get to levels like that as a Newman being a force. We'll just have to wait and see. So go on with the explanation.
I bet you, though, he was attacking the weak spots, though.
Oh yeah, he might have been doing that. So it might have been a critical attack, too, but I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't know.
And you
those enemies were definitely in trouble with that sort of power
level.
For
massive damage.
It's over 9,000! What 9,000?!
Alright.
Anyways, back to our topic of discussion.
Yes, yes.
Androids are going to be the favored rangers. Because they have incredibly high accuracy, and that'll enable them to use the better rifles, grenade launchers, laser rifles, and whatnot earlier than any other race.
Now, to fans of the PSO androids, you'll know that this is actually a little bit different from what you're used to in the earlier games, because mostly androids were the Hunter class of before, because they had really, really good attack power. But now it's changed just a little bit, so that'll be interesting to see as far as what people choose for that.
Although they still do have relatively decent attack power.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd say androids would be your best bet for those Hunter-Ranger hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
Phi Gunners.
Phi Gunners, that's the name of it. So that'll be really cool to think about. Definitely consider that if you plan on being a cast and you want to shoot things and cut things well.
But no burning things.
No burning things and no blowing things up, unless you have a grenade launcher, I guess.
Yes.
But
Are those exclusive to the Forte gunner? Because I'm not positive on
the
that.
Grenade launchers, I don't think so. I think that even regular rangers are able to equip those. But don't quote me on that either. That's one thing I'm actually not sure of. I could look it up right now, though, while you keep talking.
Alrighty. Well, and then getting on, the beasts are obviously going to be your best hunters. Not only do they have ridiculously high levels of ATP, some that might be able to approach 9,000.
What, 9,000?
They also have relatively high levels of defense and high HP. And their nanoblast abilities, such as the Badge of Attack and Badge of Invincibility, are going to let them be amazing tanks and damage dealers.
I see. Okay. And
then, of course, humans just do stuff.
Right, humans just do stuff. But a lot of people like to roleplay, and if you plan on, you know, creating a person that is supposed to be your digital representation like me, then you'll obviously want to opt to be a human. Even though now you can actually make androids to look strikingly resemble humans, and beasts actually look a lot like regular humans too, as do Numans, aside from the ears. And I'd also like to confirm right now that the Forte Gunner is the only one that can equip grenade launchers, and they go all the way up to rank S. If you want to use grenade launchers, you're going to have to go all out Ranger, and I'm sure those weapons are going to be really, really fun to use, especially with...
I've heard some crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, especially with really high-level bullets. Those are going to be some really, really nice weapons. And as far as more exclusive goes, I'll just list them off right now. A Forte Fighter will be able to use S-rank axes. They're the only person that can do that, along with other melee weapons. And then the Forte Gunner, they gain access to many S-rank ranged weapons, including the grenade launcher. A Fortecker, which is your pure force, gains exclusive access to S-rank longbows, staves, rods, and cards. And then your Phi Gunner is the only one that can use double sabers. You're also able to use S-rank sabers and dual sabers. And they can also use axes. Gun techers get exclusive access to S-rank dual pistols, machine guns, and crossbows. That's really cool. And then war techers gain no exclusive weaponry, but are unique in their ability to utilize all that stuff. And they get S-rank twin daggers and daggers. And then the pro-transer, they are the only class without the ability to use any S-rank weapons, as we already mentioned. But they
are the only class that are able to use the more powerful traps.
Yep. They're able to use...
There are some advanced traps that are purchasable that are only usable by the pro-transers.
Yep. And another cool thing about them is that both their skills and bullet photon arts can go up to level 30, which is pretty impressive. And the pro-transer is one of the more elite ones, where you have to be level 5 in all three classes in order to obtain that. So there's that. And just if people are wondering, a great website to get any information on this stuff is definitely PSO World. A lot of stuff we talk about you'll be able to look up on PSO World either now or in the near future. Definitely pay attention to that site as the thing goes on. And I'm not just saying that because we're part of them now. I'm telling you this because I've been going to that site since day one, and it's definitely the top-notch Fantasy Star resource site on the internet.
I've been going there since version 1 Dreamcast.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And once PSU comes out in full, you'll be able to get full item databases, where to find things, stats on everything. It's a fantastic website. Everybody should go there. That's pso-world.com. All right. So we've covered pretty much what you guys are going to be choosing and how you're going to choose them and what you want to do. So now let's get into one thing that a lot of people have been wondering about, and that's really in-depth with the weapons. Having played the beta, I have experienced virtually every type of weapon out there, aside from some of the unique rare stuff. And I guess I'll just get into that right now. So I'll just go right down the list. We'll start with hunters. Just like before, We have your swords, which are your big multiple target hitting weapons. Then you have twin daggers, which is what we knew as a dagger in the earlier games. Then you have a single dagger, followed by regular single saber. Then we have double saber, which is the double saber we knew in the earlier games. Excuse me. Then we have twin sabers, which is like the Musashi Yamato Asuka Seinjin Yasha thing that we saw before. And then on top of that, we have new axes, which unfortunately I didn't get to use. But I'm sure...
Because those are the exclusive domain of the Fortifighter.
The Fortifighter, yes. As well as the Phi Gunner. Or no, not the Phi Gunner. One other class can use them. Yeah, the Protranser. Okay.
Correct, but only they, Greg.
Only they, yes. Then we have your twin claws, which will be like your regular claw in the earlier game. Or no, we have the regular claws from the earlier games and then twin claws. Didn't get to use twin claws, didn't get to use regular claws, but I'm sure regular claws will be just like before. Twin claws are really fun and cool to use. And then you also have your new spears, which I guess is your partisan equivalent, and then knuckles, which were just like before, except now you can see them. Well, I guess you could see some before. Anyway, so
yeah,
with...
some of them.
Yeah, some of them were visible. Anyway, so my experience, I used some swords. Here's how the swords worked out. Basically, the drawbacks from before were that they were really slow and a little more inaccurate. The exact same holds true in Phantasy Star Universe. The combo obviously is a little bit niftier, and you'll still be able to attack multiple targets at once. But the attack combination was a lot slower than every other one. It's still a three-hitter, and obviously you can chain your photon arts to it as well. And it was a lot more inaccurate than some of the other ones, but definitely it's still a solid weapon choice to use when you're in front of a lot of different enemies. And moving on from that, or actually I guess I'll talk about the photon art too. The photon art for the sword that I used, the very first one that you can obtain, is just a surrounding attack. You spin around and you hit all the enemies around you. It's pretty cool looking. I used it a lot. It's really slow though. But I'm sure that'll change as you level it up. Then we have Knuckles. Knuckles are pretty darn fast. I can't quite remember how many attacks it does. I think it's 5 in the combo. And they have decent damage, decent accuracy. I'd say those are pretty much your average close-range weapons. I didn't use them a lot, to be honest, but a lot of other people did to be a little more unique. And they look pretty cool, too, just these big fists on you. So some people might want to opt for that. Twin sabers. I found my first twin saber in the first mission in Peru, and it was a twin brand, actually. So unfortunately, that's not a double saber anymore. It's a twin saber. And the way those work is you get 5 hits out of them. And they have really good attack power. They have good accuracy. I'd say those are one of the better weapons to choose from. The photon art for it is like the first photon art you'll find on a lot of different items, and that's just a 2-hitting attack which can hit 2 targets at once and will knock the enemy up in the air and leave them vulnerable to more attacks. So that's really cool.
Did they still have the kind of slow, clumsy attack animation they had in PSO?
You know what? I thought the attack animation was a lot more fluid in this game, and it looks a lot snazzier too. Definitely not as clunky in before, and I think the same can be said about every other attack combination in the game. Definitely more solid through and through. Twin daggers. Now these are my personal favorite in my playing on the beta. Like I said, these are just reminiscent of the regular daggers from before, except now they look a lot more like traditional elbow blades. And when you're using twin daggers, you get 6 hits out of your basic attack combo, and it's easily the fastest that I saw in the game. And you do, you know, really decent damage, I'd say about the same as a twin saber, maybe slightly less, but the attacks are, you know, more rapid, and you do 1 more attack in the combination. And then they are, I'd say, slightly less accurate than a twin saber. Not exactly sure how much, but they definitely are. And then the photon art for it, was really, really cool that I got to use. I actually maxed it out at level 20, and it was just a surrounding swirl attack that hit everybody around you and did a heavy attack sort of damage, pretty much twice the amount of a regular attack. And so that was really, really effective, And I was able to just, you know, molest all sorts of monsters that were surrounding me. I was definitely able to hold my own with those puppies. So those are my favorite of them all. Twin Claws, didn't get to use. Don't know a lot about them. Tails, do you know anything about Twin Claws?
I haven't heard very much, and to be honest, I don't research melee weapons.
Well, yeah.
My weapons consist of rods.
Rod.
More rods.
Rod.
Maybe a bow if I'm feeling really feisty.
Hey, man, every force has to carry a bow on him.
Yeah, it's kind of part of the initiation process.
Oh, yeah. It's an unwritten rule. Sabers, this was a weapon that you started out with, too, as a hunter. Basically, just your same three-hit combo, really solid accuracy, really good power, and the first photon art for it. It's really, really cool. It's called Rising Strike, and you can get it from the tutorial in the game. I don't know if that'll be in the full game either, but anyway. It attacks once, then attacks twice, hitting up to two targets, and that same attack knocks the enemies that it hits up into the air, just like the Twin Sabers does. But then after that, if you level up your photon art enough, you get a third attack of it, and you jump into the air after the enemies that you knock up, and you swipe at them, hitting up to four targets, I believe, and it shoots them forward into the air and knocks them down farther away. Really, really cool looking. Nice little wave and particle effects to it, and insanely powerful. So that's really something that people will be enjoying with the Sabers. And as I said, with all these photon arts that I've listed off, as you level them up, different things will happen, such as requiring less PP to use, being able to hit more targets, better range, faster attack motions, and even like with the Rising Strike, you get a whole added attack to it. Like the Twin Daggers, for example, too, once I leveled it up past a certain point, I was able to actually chain it. So I was able to do one followed by another without any pause in between. So that's really, really cool. Then after that, we have single daggers. Now, a single dagger is just like it sounds. You're just holding one out of the twin daggers, and you're still able to do really, really rapid attacks with good power, a little less accuracy. But the combo looks really cool. And you can combine that, obviously, with another weapon because it's only a single-handed weapon.
A lot of people like to have some sort of ranged weapon, like a handgun or a mech gun.
Right. The most common thing that we saw, if people were using single-handed stuff, was one saber and one handgun, or one dagger and one handgun, different things like that. And the dagger photon art that I saw was just the same sort of deal as any other thing. It just attacked, I think, up to two targets and hit them twice more, you doing double damage. And then I think the final blow of it actually does the same effect as the third part of Rising Strike, and just lunging the enemy forward and knocking them down on the ground. So that was definitely a cool thing. And then also a single claw, didn't get to use those, so I don't know too much about them, but I'm sure it'd be a little bit similar to the older game.
I've dabbled with some on my Funwirl, and they're kind of decent.
Yeah, I always liked claws before. I'd always kept a silence claw in my inventory just because they were one of my favorite weapons, just because, I don't know why. And
Panther's Claw here.
Yeah, Panther's Claw is definitely cool.
Panther's Mag Tail, and the new cat ears and Blue Burst.
Yep. Moving on to Rangers, because of the fact that I was a hunter, I didn't get to use a lot of Ranger weapons. In fact, I was only able to use a handgun. But I'll tell you my impressions of the handgun. The handgun was just like before, just three shots, great accuracy, great medium to long range. You're able to add bullets to it, decent power for what it was, the equivalent of a saber, obviously. And they were just definitely something really nice to have if you had only one-handed weapons on your left hand.
Did you fiddle with any bullets at all?
I did fiddle with bullets. The first bullet I got was a freeze bullet, and like I said, it doesn't require a secondary button press. You're just going to be using the same button as before, and it just adds that bullet effect to it. It drains the PP with every shot, which is kind of a bummer, but you can restore that just by not attacking or by using PP restoration items. So the bullets are cool. They didn't have a lot of effect at the earlier levels, but I'm sure that as the level gets increased on those photon arts and those bullets, it'll be a lot more effective. I saw some really higher level rangers in the beta that were using some bullets and freezing guys left and right, or burning guys left and right. So definitely really cool effects that rangers will have with those different bullets. Didn't get to use shotguns, rifles, laser cannons, longbows, or grenade launchers. So sorry about that. maybe in a later
podcast.
Yeah, maybe in a later podcast we'll have a ranger on here and he can explain to us all about that. But or you can just go to PSO World and learn all about it. And I'll let Tails tell you about what he knows. And if you have any questions about any of the force weapons, just let me know. But go ahead and run through the different force weapons for us.
Mm-hmm. We get three, and like I've said, we get rods, we get bows, and we get wands, which will probably not be very used by real forces. Those are probably going to be for the gun techers and fight techers.
Don't forget cards.
And the cards, yes. The cards are interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's going to use them in PSU, because I don't think anybody ever used them in PSO.
No, to say the least, they're unique.
They're unique. Your wands and your rods are your basic casting conduits. You junction, for lack of a better word, your spells onto your casting weapons. Wands can equip a maximum of 2 spells. Rods can equip a maximum of 4. Wands are obviously one-handed. You can offhand a ranged weapon of some sort in your offhand. Rods are obviously two-handed weapons. Wands cast a little bit faster than rods, but rods typically tend to have a whole lot more PP on them, a lot more technique attack power boosting, and the fact that they can junction 4 spells instead of just 2 is a whole lot more, you know, useful.
Right.
You know, you don't have to carry like 80,000 wands, you just have to carry 40,000 rods.
Yeah, in my time on the beta when I changed to a force class, basically the way that I worked it was just I carried 3 staffs on me and just put 2 different techniques on each. Then I carried a bow with me as well and a saber handgun combo. And it just worked out really nicely. I put different elementals on each weapon. And then I had one other weapon that had 2 different support techniques on it. And because of the fact that you can divide it up between your weapons like that, it just gives you more PP in the end. So really, really effective use of forces with the whole weapon photon art links.
And then, of course, we have our photon longbows, which we can acquire special bullets for, just like the Rangers. And you know, we can use those to try and land status effects. Obviously, since our bullets cap at level 10, not 20 like the Rangers, it's not going to be as effective. But, you know, the heart of the force is support at the base.
Right, absolutely.
And, you know, just having more capacity to support through the bullet arts is just really exciting.
Definitely.
And, you know, if it hurts things significantly, then all the better, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And then we have the cards, which I know absolutely nothing about. Absolutely nothing.
Honestly, I don't know a lot about them either. I'm sure that the cards in this game will just have, you know, really, really crazy attacks and probably boost certain stats in unique ways. But we're just going to have to wait and see how those darn cards work.
They'll do something, at least.
Oh, yeah, they'll do something. And last thing I actually didn't mention with the Rangers was the machine guns. I did get to see a lot of machine guns in action, and I will tell you that fans of mech guns in the previous games will indeed be fans of machine guns in PSU as well. They have the same sort of unique prowess and usability as they did in the earlier games, and I think we're going to see them a lot online.
They just drain PP like nobody's business.
That is the one downside to them. Because of the addition of PP and the quote-unquote ammo that guns now have, I'm sure Rangers will be carrying a lot more of one weapon on at the same time. as far as Hunters go in terms of PP, it's actually a little more friendly because of the fact that actually if you attack with your bladed weapon, the more you attack, the more your PP gauge will fill, just like Mag's Photon Blast bars did in the earlier games. If you get hit, it'll go up, and if you attack, it'll go up. With guns, it'll go up if you get hit, but not if you're attacking with it.
It's actually going down,
right,
regardless of whether you're using a bullet arc or not.
Right, it always goes down with a gun, unless you just stand there and wait for it to restore on its own, which you can always do. So that's a quick rundown. Oh, that was a big burp. Excuse me. So that's a quick rundown. Too much Diet Coke. That's a quick rundown of the weapons in the game. Hopefully that will inform a lot of people that were still wondering like what they wanted to specialize in and what sort of things they want to do. And honestly, for me, I see myself definitely using twin daggers all the time as a war techer. And it's going to be really cool, too, because a war teker gets S-rank twin daggers. And even a pure hunter doesn't even get that. So I'm really happy about that, considering those are my favorite weapons in the beta.
Do they get access to S-rank single daggers?
They certainly do, actually.
Interesting.
Phi gunners get S-rank daggers and twin daggers. And war techers get S-rank twin daggers and daggers. Obviously, gunners get more than that, but war techers still do get those. And they're also able to use cards, handguns, longbows, claws, twin claws, but only up to rank A. They get to use more. I just won't list them all off. so that's nifty. And, oh, I actually forgot to talk about spears. Spears, like I said, are going to be your equivalent to partisans. They have really, really high accuracy. The combo isn't all that, you know, cool looking, but it's just basic three attacks, and I believe it's a single target this time around because the combo was just jutting forward, not swiping. And the photon arts I honestly never got to see, so that's one I really can't tell you a lot about either, but those are definitely are going to be cooler weapons, and I'm sure the rare special kinds of spears will look really, really snazzy.
Throw those in the pile with the cards.
Yeah. We'll throw the spears with the cards and we'll just have some fun with that. Maybe we'll see a PSU card game coming up. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
Well, hey, they did it for Mega Man Battle Network.
That's true.
It is true.
They did it for WoW.
They are doing it for WoW. I saw the pre-order SKUs at my store for them. There's going to be Onyxia Raid packs and other sort of packs, and I don't know what the deal is with that, but whatever.
I'm not going there.
People will gobble them up, I'm sure. But let's,
oh, of course.
Yeah, let's not talk about WoW people, because WoW people and PSU people are, they're like goths and emos. They're not really that similar. They have a lot of different differences, but their overall, you know, basis is the same. So what should we be? Should PSU people be emos or goths?
That's like asking if you want AIDS or Ebola.
Yeah, I know. I'm just using this as a sort of I'm just using it as a metaphor, you know, for society purposes.
I don't know. Flip a coin.
Maybe I will. I'll flip a coin right now. Let me find a coin. Okay, I got a quarter. Tails, PSU people will be goths. And tails and heads PSU people will be emos. Okay, we got tails, so we're goth. Ow! Ow!
This
my
PSU
life is like a black abyss.
Coin flip was brought to you by PSO World.
All right. So we're at the 43-minute mark, which is just where we were before. I think this would be a good place to close off. And I'm definitely going to be giving some more stores a call, even though it's 2 in the morning. I'll be setting my alarm really early, too. Everybody, get out there and get your copy of PSU as soon as you can. It probably won't be until Wednesday at the earliest, but it's still worth a shot. Contact your Best Buys, your Circuit Cities, your Myers, your Toys R Us, anything. Just
do
it.
That random place with the Asian lady who sells games somehow.
Yeah, you could do that too. Or if you find a place that's shipping same day, do that. Even if it costs you $30 extra, it'll be worth it, trust me. And to 360 owners, you can actually buy your Guardian's license right now. And interesting to note, Tails, I remember I was worried about not having to use a credit card, allowing more, you know, of the less dedicated people onto the game. It turns out that the Guardian's license on 360 is the very first microtransaction that does in fact require a credit card. It's full-blown cash and does not use Microsoft points. It's just $9.95 off of a credit card. So that kind of made me pretty happy, considering I just got a new debit card not too long ago. So
I have already loaded monies onto mine.
Yep.
Monies. For purposes as of this.
Monies. Oh, okay. I'm just really hoping too that I kind of don't get so addicted to PSU that I don't play my Wii when that comes out. I don't know. We'll wait and see on that one.
Yeah, we'll see indeed.
Yep. All right. So this concludes episode 3 of our podcast. I have yet to give an official name to this, simply because I can't think of a good one. And also because we're now going to be on PSO World, we're probably going to have that somewhere in our title. So we'll wait and see on that. And again, you can contact us at 019@gmail.com. And Tails
is at Zeromi, Zerromi, @gmail.com.
Please contact us with all of your feedback and comments and mistakes and praise and love and prayers.
Death threats
and bombs and everything that you can imagine. Please just send it all our way. We can handle it all.
Just don't send Derelay.
Just don't send Derelay, yeah. And don't send over 9,000 emails either. That would be a little too much. So that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll be seeing you guys hopefully next week.
Hopefully.
If we're not too hooked on the game, then we'll be able to bring you another podcast. But as far as the game is concerned, you'll be able to find Tails 3. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You will find me on the PC PS2 version as a female Newman Force named Remini. I will probably be spamming heals on some big metal robot. Probably.
And you'll be able to find me on the 360 version of the game. I'll be a male human hunter, probably by the name of Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, and I'll be on Universe 19 almost all the time. And my gamer tag is 019, all the words spelled out. If you want to send me a friend request, go ahead and do that. But my buddy list is currently full, so I guess I'll have to clean that up before I get all the spamming friend requests. All right.
I hear the step beep right there.
Oh my god. Okay.
In fact, I think you might have over 9,000 friend requests.
Oh my gosh. Vegeta, what's his power level?
It's over 9,000!